Bud Light Beer Boycott Batters Brewer Anheuser-Busch. By Neil Monroe on April 11, 2023. Bud Light's left-wing executives have sparked a broad consumer rejection of their Bud Light beer by hiring Dylan Mulvaney, a salesman who pretends to be a giddy transgender girl, several biz executives told media outlets. In Bud Light's effort to be inclusive, they excluded almost everybody else, including their traditional audience, said Jeff Fitter, the owner of Case & Bucks, a bar in Barnhart, Missouri. His sales of Bud Light, and other beers owned by the Dutch company, Anheuser-Busch, dropped by roughly 40%, he told FoxBusinessNews.com. The report continued. Bud Light normally outsells rival products Miller Lite and Coors Light 25-1 at Braintree Brewhouse in Massachusetts, a sprawling sports bar just outside Boston. 80% of Bud Light drinkers ordered something else this week. Brewhouse owner Alex Kesari said, while the 20% who did order Bud Light weren't on social media and hadn't heard yet about its new transgender pitch person. In Missouri, TV station Fox2Now.com reported. This week's scheduled Budweiser Clydesdale appearances have been canceled, according to a statement from Anheuser-Busch. Local Budweiser distributor Will Fisher Distributing decided to cancel all of the Springfield Clydesdale showings, citing safety concerns for their employees. The boycott is damaging sales of Bud Light, but it may be large enough to dent overall beer sales by the Dutch firm Anheuser-Busch. The firm sells many different brands of beer, including Bud and Michelob, as well as many small brands, such as Hammer and Sickle Vodka. Beer Business Daily, a trade publication, reported Monday that company sales dropped late last week. By Thursday afternoon, we had reached out to a handful of Anheuser-Busch distributors who were spooked, most particularly in the heartland and the south, and even then in their more rural area. With the very limited data from a handful of wholesalers, it appears likely Bud Light took a volume hit in some markets over the holiday weekend, particularly in rural areas, which consist of their higher share markets. However, some marketing experts say the company will make up for lost Bud Light sales because customers will instead buy another Anheuser-Busch beer, or forget about the controversy in a few weeks. It could be a tempest in a teapot, but this is probably the biggest controversy we've seen in a long time. Harry Schumacher, the publisher of Beer Business Daily, told News Business News. In 2016, Target retail stores announced a pro-transgender policy, and the resulting consumer boycott chopped up to $3 billion from the company's stock value. Since then, Target has kept its distance from the transgender advocacy campaign. The company's stock price has recovered, but the self-inflicted wound damaged its ability to compete with rivals such as Walmart and Amazon. Other executives at other companies have also hired Mulvaney to pitch their products, even though the claimed transgender population is less than 1 in 100 of all Americans. The executives' decision to brand their products around Mulvaney is partly driven by investor pressure to please pro-diversity groups, according to an April 7 article in the New York Post. At stake is their Corporate Equality Index, or SAI, score, which is overseen by the Human Rights Campaign, the largest LGBTQ+ political lobbying group in the world. HRC, which has received millions from George Soros' Open Society Foundation among others, issues report cards for America's biggest corporations via the SAI, awarding or subtracting points for how well companies adhere to what HRC calls its rating criteria. Businesses that attain the maximum 100 total points earn the coveted title Best Place to Work for LGBTQ Equality. 15 of the top 20 Fortune-ranked companies received 100% ratings last year, according to HRC data. That top-level pressure comes from huge Wall Street investors such as BlackRock's CEO Larry Fink. In 2018, he told CEOs that he was demanding compliance with elite social preferences, dubbed environmental, social, and corporate governance. Fink wrote, "To prosper over time, every company must not only deliver financial performance but also show how it makes a positive contribution to society." This divisive policy helps the investor elite to fragment the public opposition to their economic goals, says left-wing author Matt Osborne. Antifa goons are too busy shouting down women speaking out against gender identity encroachments on their sports, spaces, and prisons to take on the economic system anymore. human rights activists ignore economics too. Protest organizations that won't kowtow to transgender supremacy. Trans activism consumes progressive energy, time, and oxygen, purges radical ranks in struggle sessions, yet enjoys an absurd degree of funding compared to any issue space I ever saw in my own Netroots decade. Transgenderism helps this divide-and-rule strategy by smashing up Americans' evolved agreement about the two sexes. That civic destruction forces them to fight over a fundamental issue in society: the different and complementary needs and wants of men and women, boys and girls, rather than debate economic issues. So far, establishment feminist groups have not called for a boycott of products being pitched by Mulvaney, who claims to be an adult woman but acts like a giddy teenage girl. In contrast, many independent feminists have ridiculed and dismissed Mulvaney's claim to be a woman.